Graveyard Blues is a poem that I worked on after, early on in writing the book, when I knew that I was interested in Civil War memory and our particular cultural memory and forgetting of some important events in our nation's history. And I was jogging through a graveyard near my home in Decatur and stopped in the Confederate part of the cemetery and thought that when I went home that I would write about those Confederate soldiers as well. But what came out was this poem about the day we buried my mother. Graveyard Blues. It rained the whole time we were laying her down. Rained from church to grave when we put her down. The suck of mud at our feet was a hollow sound. When the preacher called out, I held up my hand. When he called for a witness, I raised my hand. Death stops the body's work, the soul's a journeyman. The sun came out when I turned to walk away, glared down on me as I turned and walked away, my back to my mother, leaving her where she lay. The road going home was pocked with holes, that home-going road's always full of holes. Though we slow down, time's wheel still rolls. I wander now among names of the dead, my mother's name, stone pillow for my head. It was with that closing couplet, Lois, that I realized that something else had really been driving me to do the research for Native Guard, and that is that, like those Black Union soldiers for whom very few monuments had been erected, I'd not erected a monument yet for my mother, not one on her grave, even as the last couplet of that poem suggests that there is a stone there, a cold comfort that I might lay my head down on.
But Native Guard was your ultimate elegy, your ultimate tribute to her, perhaps more so than elegy.
I think so. I think it becomes a monument in ways that the stone monument I might erect on the grave can't.